CarNet.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarNet.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than CarNet.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, CarNet gets it done.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, ASA Fast Lane, only on Real Racing USA. Meet the racers of America's most exciting short track racing series every Wednesday night from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. From the Milwaukee Mile to Bristol Motor Speedway, Five Flags in Nashville, the ASA is the racing series where young talent meets wily veterans in extreme short track competition. O'Reilly is America's auto parts store, and the ASA is America's premier late model series. O'Reilly Auto Parts ASA Fast Lane gets you close to the action and behind the scenes with the real stories from the drivers themselves. The O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane, only on Real Racing USA.
And it is. It is that time. It is that time for the O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane. Terry Wall, Jack Smith here. Hey, Terry, are we ready to cook tonight or what?
This is live, right?
Yeah, it's live. Absolutely, it's live.
I'm nervous about being live, Jack.
It ain't dead. It's live. Yeah, we were having a little bit. We took a little longer there on the opening. We had some gremlins creep in, but
yep.
It's a live radio.
Live radio. Yeah. Well, I told our first guest not to get nervous because it was live.
Okay, cool. So we are going to talk to Matt Prier at some time tonight. He's probably out shopping. We were going to talk to him right off the top of the hour and throw all them hard questions at him, but he must be out shopping. So what do we got lined up, man? What do we got cooking here?
We have Colt James on the phone as we speak.
The man with the name, Colt James.
Colt James.
How's it going, guys?
It's going good, man. How are you?
Oh, just getting ready for next year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's building a new car for next year, Jack.
Colt, wasn't the old one wasn't good enough, or what's the deal, man?
You know, you can't ever be too satisfied, or that's how you get beat, you know?
Got that right.
Got to be looking to advance.
Going challenge racing?
No, actually, we're probably gonna concentrate fully on the South schedule next year. It's a lot closer for me and a little bit cheaper on the budget wise, and then we'll try and do the the big challenge races like Bristol and stuff. So
yeah.
we're gonna try and go for the South Points Championship next year.
Well, I think that's within grasp of you, Colt. I think there's going to be a lot of guys going for the South Championship next year. The competition will be a little higher, I believe.
Where are you from, Colt? Are you from Texas?
Well, yeah, I'm originally from a little town outside of Austin, Texas, I've moved to Mooresville, North Carolina, and that's where I've lived for the last 5 years. My family still lives in Texas.
That's right. I remember now. You moved a few years back to the Hollywood of racing.
Yeah. So right in the center of it.
Well, Colt, I'm just going to lay it on the line here. As we all know from the past few shows on Real Racing USA, there is another ASA series that's popped up. And we all know about it, and we all talked about it. And in our little conversation before Jack came on board with us, why don't you just tell Jack what we were talking about the differences in the two ASAs and why you're choosing to go with the Ron Varney ASA.
Well, you know, I mean, it all has to do with I've ran with Ron for the past couple of years, and I've just been having a blast. I mean, this has been probably the funnest time of my racing has just been the past couple of years. I mean, it's a great series, but beyond that, I just think that the rule package in the other series is just, it's too broad, I guess. I guess they're allowing too much into the series. I know they're trying to get cars, probably, but it's just kind of too broad for me. And I mean, the engine rules and stuff. I mean, how many different engines they're allowing, and you know, you can go run an ASA race, and I believe the price limit on shocks is you know, $250 a shock, and I was looking at the rules for that series, and it's like $850 a shock, and if you're going to be that high, you might as well not even have rules. So I mean, it's going to be a lot more money. I mean, you know, it's good somebody's coming along trying to do this, but I just think the rules are just way too broad right now. I mean, they're going to have to, you know, decide if they're going to want to be a super late model series or a crate late model series.
You know, that I'm glad you brought that up, because when we got the breaking news yesterday afternoon about the, you know, the TV schedule. I know it had been published around, but we got the news yesterday late afternoon, and we had Mickey Kane from the series on our show last night, our Real Racing USA live show on Tuesday night. And, you know, that was one of the questions that I was sitting here, was Rick Angies was carrying most of that interview, and I was thinking that exact thing, because, yeah, it looks like, I mean, there's room for it, I think. You know, I mean, there are guys who want to go spend that much more money and have the, but it seems to me, I just kept picturing, you're going to have a few cars that are way faster than everybody else, or way, you know what I mean, way better. And the one thing about the ASA late model series that seemed to be pretty cool was the equality all through the ranks.
Yeah, I mean, the super late models and crate late models will work on, you know, 3/8 mile and smaller tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get anything bigger than a 3/8 mile, I mean.
The track near my house, closest to me, is a 3/8 mile. Yeah, it's banked a little bit, you know, not a big deal. And they do that. They race them all. You know, they have the you know, their late model 125-lap races. You can bring anything, you know, just about.
Yeah.
And because of the way the track is configured and the size of it and everything, crate motors have the advantage, actually, frankly.
Crate motors can beat super late models, especially on a track where tire wear is critical.
Yeah.
I mean, a crate motor will definitely beat a super late model. It's actually nice to see a $6,000 motor beat a $30,000 motor every now and then, you know?
Yeah, you go to New Smyrna, it's a whole different story.
It's just, you know, the tech might be different, you know, I mean, because it just got so many openings, you know, I mean, I don't know, I just feel like it's either super late models or crate late models, and it's hard to have both. I mean, it can be done, you know, and I really feel like there needs to be a good super late model touring series in the Southeast, you know, that travels, but they're trying to expand to get cars. I guess allowing the crate motors, so we'll see how it goes.
Hey Terry, what do you think about that? $800 shock or a $250? What's the difference?
Well, the cost.
Yeah, but what's the difference in performance?
I think Colt will verify this. If you are a super late model, you need the bigger shock because you carry more speed into the corner.
Okay.
And if with a crate motor, you can get away with $250 shock because you're not carrying that much speed. I say that, but, you know, you were talking, Colt, about a crate motor competing with a $25,000 motor. Well, at Bristol Motor Speedway, the crate motor goes a second faster than in $50,000 motors of the NASCAR series. So it's all relative, I guess, and... you know, and it's just a cost factor, Jack. And just like springs, I mean, they can do the spring deal, but, you didn't go to the PRI show, did you, Cole?
No, I didn't get a chance to make it down this year.
Well, you didn't get to see the new wiring harness for the ignition system then, huh?
No, I didn't.
Well, they're going to issue, your ignition systems this year, to try and curb the...
I thought they did that last year.
Track, did they?
I thought so. Yeah, they had, because you had to turn them in, right, Colt?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you had to turn them in at the end of the race.
Well, there was a new one on display at the ASA booth this year. Wiring harness and everything. So I'm not sure if that's going to be an issue or not. But you guys, I talked to Jack a little bit in length about this different deal. Now, and Jack talked to other drivers about the television. Now, some drivers are saying they want to possibly go to the other series because of the television coverage, which is good. But the ASA, Varney ASA, is also negotiating a television deal that that should be in fruition in the next 2 weeks. Is television a big deal for you, Colt?
I mean, it'd be nice to get on, you know, TV and just, you know, that might help you out in getting noticed. But, I mean, it all depends on what TV you're on. I mean, I think Ron did it, you know, a couple of years ago, and he was the first to admit that, you know, that might have been a bad move, you know, doing the TV that they did, I guess choosing, you know, who they worked with and whatnot. I mean, you can do TV, but, you know,
right. Yeah,
it depends on, you know, are you going to do it with a station that, you know, 10,000 people get, or are you going to do it with a station, you know, that 50% of America gets? I mean,
right.
it all depends on, you know, what it's on. If they're dealing with somebody that not many people have, you know, you'd almost rather have whatever money they're spending on that back in the purse, you
exactly.
know. Exactly. So it just all depends on who they're working with.
Well, definitely it doesn't hurt to help get sponsorship packages sold for the drivers, that's for
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Well, there's going to be a lot of litigation going on before all this is resolved between the two series. I have some inside info that I can't divulge on this nationwide radio broadcast. But it's not over. And I just hope the drivers don't get hurt over this deal. Because that's really the only people that will get hurt is the drivers. And I really believe that the other series opened it up to Crate Motors just to draw some of the Crate Motors from the Varney series.
Yeah, maybe. But, I still think, all the litigation aside, if that weren't in the picture, I think there's room for both of them myself. I really do because, you have a ton of young drivers coming up, and they're just waiting in the wings, you know. As long as the insurance companies don't fiddle with it too much, there's plenty of young talent that got no business out there racing the big super late model deals anyway, and there's plenty of drivers, I think, for both of them myself.
What do you think, Colt? Is there plenty of drivers out there?
It all goes back to just money right now. I mean, super late model racing is very expensive, and I mean, there's plenty of drivers out there, but there's not plenty of drivers with money out there, and that's where the Varneys have come into place.
That's right.
You know, I raced super late models for 3 years before I came to the ASA, and I did mediocre. I mean, I won, you know, maybe one or two races a year, big races a year, but I didn't have the consistency that I have now, and I truly feel it's because of the rules package. You know, I mean, I'm not spending near as much money as I was. I can concentrate now on buying more tires for practice because I'm not having to worry about a $25,000 engine. You know, I got $6,800 for a McGonagall engine or something, somewhere around there. And they've created a great rules package. You know, there's a lot of great drivers in super late models that'll never get discovered just because of money. And there's a lot of people with money that, you know, just that's what's keeping them in super late model racing is the money. You know. So,
yeah, they should be. There's some that should be bass fishing.
Yeah, yeah. So the rules package is just great in ASA, and that's really why I've stuck with the series. I truly stand behind the rules, and it's a great rules package, and the money that the way they put the money together on the budgets and everything, I just totally agree with, and it's just helped out a lot of lower budget teams. Just not me. I mean, there's several guys. Brandon Johnson. I know he's a lower budget guy, and he did great this year.
Sure did.
And there's just several lower budget guys out there, and you're really getting to see who has the true talent.
Speaking here on ASA Fastlane with Colt James, Colt, we have some buddies in the they race dirt, you know, late models. This whole crate versus whatever has been going on for quite a while, and like, we were at a crate late model dirt race last weekend, and this one guy we know who's been winning a lot of races this year in the South. He said the same thing. He says, look, I got $5,000 in this motor. I've won $16,000 in purse money at just one track. and one track, and that doesn't include everything. That's just at one track. And I think I met about five or six people that I knew who were at that race I was at Saturday night, who were there just to check out the idea of going to, and these are asphalt drivers, going to race dirt in Florida because of the crate motor deal.
Yeah. I mean, that's the hard part. I know my brother's actually one of those guys. He wants to switch to dirt so bad just because, actually, where I'm from in Texas, is asphalt racing is just
gone.
It's going away.
Yeah.
They had three tracks. San Antonio Speedway, which hosted an ASA race there last year, is shut down. And now they're down to just really two asphalt tracks in the whole state of Texas. And it's just, but I mean, but they got
two asphalt tracks.
Oh yeah,
big.
Oh yeah, and Terry
short track.
Yeah,
asphalt tracks.
That's right.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and Terry,
uh-huh.
One of them is teetering on the abyss.
Yeah, it's just, and but dirt. They got probably five dirt tracks within 3 hours of each other.
Yeah,
so I think. I've never raced dirt, but I think dirt racing, from what I gather, is probably a lot cheaper to run.
Yes.
As well, and I think that's what's keeping it around.
Tires, for instance, is one big deal. Like,
yeah.
You know, one of the guys that races both down here in Florida, he races some of the bigger Super Late model races, and he races dirt more on a regular basis. But, you know, he'll buy one tire for every five or six he buys on the other,
yeah.
You know, on the asphalt.
Tires is what will kill a series. I mean, that is probably, I would say, 70% of your budget on race to race in asphalt. I mean, it's just amazing on how much money you spend on tires. And I mean, if you don't have tires, you know, it'll show in your performance. It's always nice to have, you know, one fresh set for practice, so you know what qualifying is going to be like. But sometimes you can't afford it, and sometimes it shows.
So, what do you do to win this? What are you going to do to win this championship this year? What's the strategy?
You know, we started off right now building a new car, just hoping that'll get us a little better. We were lacking a little bit on the flatter tracks last year, and that's why we're building a new car and switched chassis companies and everything. So. Hoping that gets us going and just be real consistent. That's what wins championships. You got to be patient. Just be in the top five and put yourself in contention to win, and eventually that'll put you right up there in the points. You just have as little trouble, little DNFs, and it's all about luck.
And having good luck and bad luck, I believe the harder you work, the better your luck is.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to put those hours in the shop. I mean, it all starts there. I mean, just the more you prepare, you know, the car for the race, I mean, the better it's going to be. I mean, you just can't unload and just expect to load and just everything to go fine. I mean, it's all about preparation.
You know, to the way, Terry, go ahead, Terry. I was just going to say that the one thing is that qualifying, important, very important.
Very, very. And that's probably my biggest downfall is qualifying. My whole life I've never been a great qualifier. I've always been about an eighth or a ninth place guy. And that'll hurt you in the middle of in a race. You got to use your tires up more, and you also take a chance at being in the middle of the middle of a wreck or something. The closer you can get to the front, the better you'll be.
Well, are you going to do anything different to try and qualify better this year, Cole?
Yeah, I'm just going to go out. I'm too careful, and I'm just going to go out and still have respect for the car, but just go out and just let it go. I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to be on the edge, especially with a crate motor. It's all about momentum. Can't make it up with horsepower, so you just got to carry it through the whole turn, and
right.
You just gotta be able, just gotta go out there and just forget about it and just try your hardest. And it's always taken me three laps to get going, and I've always said if qualifying was three laps, I'd be a great qualifier, but it's not. So,
well, I'm really anxious to follow you next year in the ASA. Are you going to be at the banquet?
Oh, yeah, we'll be there. We'll be at the banquet in January, and just looking forward to seeing everybody. You know, you get used to seeing everybody every week, and now you're bored, you know, sitting at home on the weekend. So looking forward to getting back, you know, even though it's just, you know, it's the banquet and the rules meeting, but I'm really pumped about racing next year and just really excited to go to, you know, several new tracks down there, especially down in the Florida area. Really enjoyed going down there last year the few times I went, and really looking forward to going to, like, New Smyrna and stuff like that next year.
Well, I'm looking forward to Bristol again. I didn't go this year. I had a chance to go, but did you go last year?
Yeah, we went last year, and we finished fifth there last year. Had a really good run.
Could you flat-foot it around there?
No, I couldn't. I tried to in qualifying, and I actually brushed the wall, and that is probably the most intense place you'll ever race at. I mean, you'll catch yourself after 20 laps and look down, and your fists are just white knuckled from, you know, for 200 laps, and it's an exciting race. And
that Bristol is like the ASA Talladega for NASCAR.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's just an honor that, you know, to go to a place like that. I mean, the first time I walked in there, and that was actually the first time I ever been there, was when we raced there, and you just walk across the track, and you're like, how on earth do you go into this corner? You know, I mean, it's just 36 degrees of banking, and it's amazing. But I mean, it was an absolute blast, and I think it's great that ASA is getting us at places like that, you know, to where we can get noticed more. And, you know, I mean, that just looks better, you know, especially for the younger guys that are 16, 17, you know, already getting to race at places like that.
Yep, sounds good, man.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing winter and an amazing next year. I just wish you all this other stuff away from the track will sort itself out.
Before March.
Pardon me?
Before March.
Before March, so we can just concentrate on the racing part.
Oh yeah, that's all I'm ready for. Just to get back racing and all that legal stuff. I'm sure they'll take care of it. So
right.
I'm looking forward to getting back on the track.
All right, Colt. Thanks for spending some time with us here on the ASA Fastlane, and good luck next year. Terry will probably catch up with you at the banquet.
Yep,
I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Thanks, Colt.
See you guys.
Bye.
All right, Terry. Terry, by the way, Terry, did you get in touch with Mr. Jacob Goad?
No, sir.
I don't know if I pronounced his name right or not. But we're going to talk to him in a minute. I guess we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
All right.
You are listening to the O'Reilly ASA Fastlane. We'll be right back.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
The O'Reilly Auto Parts ASA Fastlane, only on Real Racing USA. Meet the racers of America's most exciting short track racing series every Wednesday night from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. From the Milwaukee Mile to Bristol Motor Speedway, Five Flags in Nashville, the ASA is the racing series where young talent meets wily veterans in extreme short track competition. O'Reilly is America's auto parts store, and the ASA is America's premier late model series. O'Reilly Auto Parts ASA Fastlane gets you close to the action and behind the scenes with the real stories from the drivers themselves. The O'Reilly O'Reilly ASA Fastlane, only on Real Racing USA.
Welcome back to the O'Reilly ASA Fastlane. It's one of the shows we do here on Real Racing USA. We also do Inside Florida Racing on Monday night, Real Racing USA Live on Tuesday night, where you never know who we're going to talk to. And we do Drag Racing Straight Lining with Stevie just prior to this show every Wednesday night. Terry Wall, Jack Smith, and Terry, what do we got cooking here, man?
Well, we got Jacob Gold, or I...
Is that, let's not murder your name. Tell us how to proper pronunciation.
It's Jacob Gady.
Gady. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
We're in. We won't forget.
I did graduate all high right. school.
Well, it looks nothing like it sounds, so that's all right. It happens all the time.
How you doing, Jacob?
Good. How are you guys?
What? And you're from? Are you from the great state of Wisconsin?
Actually, I'm from Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. That's a neighbor. That's
yeah.
that's close.
Trent Snyder territory.
Yep. Yep. Raced against him a time or two.
Yep. Are you busy getting your cars ready for next year, Jacob?
Yeah. Actually, we are kind of. ASA car is chassis wise pretty much ready, but we need to get the motor freshened up for next year. And then we're in the process of putting another car together, I guess, for more of a super late model. That's coming together pretty good. So we still got work to do, but we're getting there.
Yeah, you made the front page ASA late models, man. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that was nice to see.
Picture and everything. Pretty cool. Matt took care of you.
The picture is even from Bristol. I like it.
Yeah, if I'd have looked at that earlier, I'd have known that you were from New Germany, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, it's a nice-looking car. I'm looking at it as we speak, number 72.
Yeah, orange and white.
You know,
Econ Electric.
A famous person in NASCAR died this year who ran number 72.
Who was that?
Benny Parsons.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
That's my dad's number. That's how I got it. So.
Oh, okay.
Wait, did he race late models too?
No, actually, he raced more of a hobby stock type car on dirt. Actually, is what he did. So.
Yeah. Now, how old are you, Jacob?
I am 22, almost 23. 23 in December 20th, actually. So it's coming up.
All right. How many years have you raced in the ASA?
Oh well, actually, this is only This year was the second year, but we only did 5 races this year, and I think 2 the year before, or 3 the year before. So we haven't done it full time. We've never done a full season with it. So I guess next year will be the third year, sort of.
But. And you're going to run the full schedule. You're going to try and run the full schedule of the Challenge Series. Is that correct?
That's the goal right now. That's what we'd really like to do. So hopefully we can make it happen.
Well, I'm sure as hard as you guys work that you'll make your gold there. Now
I hope so.
Now, are you going to be at the banquet on the 18th and 19th?
We haven't decided yet. Actually, I don't know. That's kind of far away for us, but I haven't decided. I'm actually going on a snowmobile trip the next week, but that weekend is open, so. We talked about going possibly, but we'll see. We haven't decided.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, I know. I'm still thinking. It snows in Minnesota, does it?
I race a little bit of them too, so.
Oh my lord!
That keeps me busy in winter.
How fast do you go on one of them sleds, man? What, 80?
Oh man, faster than that. No, I race vintage sleds actually, and I won the 2006. Vintage World Championship out in Eagle River, Wisconsin.
You don't just race, you're a pro.
we've done pretty well, but that's a little 3/8 mile track and oval, and we get up to 90, 95 on the straightaway on an old leaf spring front end.
Holy moly. Did you hear that, Jack?
Yeah, when I lived up in, I used to live in two lifetimes ago, I lived in Erie, Pennsylvania, and, you know, of course, it snows a little bit coming off the lake there, just a little bit. And, man, back then, like, 80 was, like, getting it. That was really getting it. I mean, you were really fast at 80.
Yeah, well, they're not exactly 19. Ours is the 1973, or that's what it's supposed to be, but they're not exactly that technology anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
but they go pretty good.
Well, that's amazing, man. And you race it on a 3/8-mile oval track.
That's what that track is. I've done all the way up to a big half mile, and I don't even want to know what we're going there. It's got to be 100, probably, because the clutches are shifting up, and it doesn't have a lot more after that.
Well, let me ask. Yeah, go ahead, Terry.
I was going to say, do you want to go cover the next snowmobile race?
Yeah.
In Wisconsin?
Yeah, right. I'll have to have a whole new wardrobe. Jacob, I live, you know, we're located in South Florida.
Okay.
It was 86 degrees today. The air conditioning's buzzing. But
it was a high of about 15 here today.
but you know, now when you're on this half-mile track with the snowmobile, snow sled going after it, does the whole thing about rubbing is racing, does that still work?
Well, I don't know. It happens every once in a while, but it's usually not a good outcome when it does.
Kind of like racing a sprint car. You don't rub tires.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. Because you're hanging way off the sled anyway, so if there is contact, it's usually air sled against your body or something. I've been lucky. I've never gotten hit or anything like that, really, so it hasn't bothered me ever.
Do you belt yourself down, or do you, like in a go-kart, just like go at it, and if you want to get out of it if it wrecks?
I hang on as tight as I can. Last year I got hit last year in the side a little bit, and it tipped me the wrong way in the corner, but I hung on. You want to hang on to it. I hang on to the handlebars to try and ride it out all the time.
Hey, Jack.
Good. Terry.
That kind of racing gives slide job a whole new meaning.
I'm telling you, man. That's it's amazing what people do when they're not on the short tracks, man. So, go ahead.
I was going to say, I bet Jacob's glad that the first race this year, and I think the first race in the Challenge Series, is in Florida.
Yeah, I think it is.
Are you coming down to Lakeland?
Hopefully.
Oh, that'd be cool, man. That's a big deal, you know.
Is that the one in January?
Yeah, January 26th, USA International Speedway. Yeah.
I would like to, but no, we're not going to go to that one. One's the non-points one.
Yeah, that's non-points.
Yeah, we're not going to make it to that one.
Yeah, your first race is Tri-County Motor Speedway.
Yep, and I think I tested there with the Waltham guys in 2006, so I think I might actually have a little experience on that track, I think. I think that was the name, but I can't quite remember. But
are you going to run for the championship of the Challenge Series, Jacob?
Well, that would be the plan if we're going to do it full-time. Yeah, that's what we'd like to go after, so.
I just want you to know that I've secured championship rings for all the champions next year, Challenge North and South.
Oh, cool.
They're actually going to be like $3,500 rings with gold and diamonds in it.
Wow.
That's for the champion.
Wow.
So that
would be pretty neat.
That would be a neat deal. It won't be like a trophy, but it would be huge, bigger than a trophy, actually.
Yeah, I wish they would have one of them races. Well, you got Five Flags. That's a pretty bad place too. Now, of course, the tires. That's a place where you're riding on the rims pretty quick on that place, man.
Okay. Well, those radials are a pretty nice tire. I really enjoyed them the little bit I have raced on them. I don't know. They seem to hold up pretty nice on the ASA cars, at least.
Yeah.
Well, Jacob. Cool. We really appreciate you coming on with us tonight. It's a little short notice, but you did really well.
We'll keep up with you during the year, man, I'm sure we'll be talking to you again.
All right, I hope so, and cheer for the Lake Town Electric Chevy next year.
We will.
Okay, man, right. You got it.
Sounds good, thanks.
Jacob Getty.
All right.
Getty, yep.
Getty.
All right, Terry.
Jacob, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, Terry, I wish they had had this USA International Speedway race as a points race.
Points race?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back with a surprise Terry's got cooked up for us, I guess.
Thanks, Jacob.
All right, thank you.
All right, man.
Talk to you later.
Yep, bye.
If so, it's time to move up to five-star race car bodies. Five-star race car bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, five-star has one driving passion, to help you win. Five-star race bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, short track asphalt, short track dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA late model series. Find out more today, fivestarbodies.com.
You are listening to the O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane. We'll be right back.
CarNac.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarNac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing, message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than CarNac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, CarNac gets it done.
Yeah, Andy.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to five-star race car bodies. Five-star race car bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, five-star has one driving passion, to help you win. Five-star race bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, short track asphalt, short track dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA late model series. Find out more today, fivestarbodies.com.
All right, welcome back to the O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane. The last show of this deal this year, Terry. This will be our last show for 2007.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have picked a perfect guest as our last guest of 2007.
I'm sure you have.
Jack Smith?
Yes.
Butch Miller.
Yes. We spoke earlier this year in one of our very best interviews. So welcome back, Butch.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, buddy.
And Butch, I had talked to you earlier, and I didn't mean to interrupt your dinner with your wife, because I know that's a very important time. But I talked to you earlier about the differences in the two ASAs, and we've talked to Colt James and also Jacob Geddes already on the show. And the Colt James brought up a point that he didn't like the rules package of the other ASA. And he was really happy with the crate motor and the shock package and different things. He said the cost is what he can afford, and I sort of want to ask you, not to get into particulars, have you looked at the rule package of the new ASA or the other ASA?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. I've looked at it a little bit, and we've discussed it, but, you know, I fall into the same pattern that Colt James did, and that you know, I like to be able to go to a racetrack, and if the motor package isn't the ideal package for that racetrack, it's still the package that everybody else has.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and I could see where when you've got two or three motor, you know, even though you're trying to make things work, there's some, like, I don't know, you take Berlin, and, you know, I don't know if you know much about Berlin, but Berlin is a finesse racetrack.
Right.
And a low horsepower motor can run absolutely as good as one that has 800 horsepower.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the low horsepower motor gets a break. So, actually, when all things are said and done, it's faster.
Right.
Where if you go to a place like Lakeland, well, that low horsepower motor won't even keep up.
Right.
So I like being able to go to a racetrack knowing I've got the same thing everybody else does, and not have to have two or three motor packages to try and make things work properly.
And another point we were making with Colt at Bristol, for instance, the ASA crate motor has the track record over all other divisions, even NASCAR. And, you know, and NASCAR, what, pushing between 800 and 900 horsepower now? And,
yeah, and, you know, when you get right down to it, the track is now slower than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
The banking, you know, in the fast groove is less than it used to be. So, you know, that's a pretty good accomplishment for an ASA car.
Yeah. Yeah, Berlin is Johnny Benson's track, isn't it?
Well, it is. He ran well there, and I don't know, I think he's part owner in it, or, you know, and...
And that's like a five-turn track or something, isn't it?
There's like 50 turns in it. It is, you know, it's the racetrack that basically taught me to be a racer.
Right.
And, you know, I can't, it is, it's absolutely the most challenging racetrack I know of.
Hmm. Well, that's something to say.
Hmm. Yeah.
You have a question, Jack?
No, I was just picturing that, watching a race. I've never been there. I was watching races on TV. From there. Yeah, Butch ran into somebody you might know down at the, it was a surprise to me, Kevin Zawinski ran into him at the PRI show. Actually, I'd never met him, and Terry and I had done a little thing to help him get into a race about 10 years ago, and he was over by the ASA booth, and somebody introduced me to him.
You know, he's one of those guys that's way too large to get in a race.
That's what I thought. Yeah, he looked like...
he gets in that stupid thing and he goes fast.
Yeah.
I don't like any car to go fast except my car.
He looked like a tight end.
Yeah, he is. You know, or a middle linebacker or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, are you still going to be working with some drivers next year, Butch, in the ASA?
We have renewed this year with the same driver we had last year, Sean Murphy.
Glad to hear
it. You know, we're really excited about it. We're going to run the complete challenge series with Sean, and we're also going to run a few Craftsman truck races with him, you know, and we're not exactly positive how we're going to do it. We're going to do it with other teams. We're not going to do it with our own team, but we're going to run some of those. We're going to run a couple of the Busch East races. We're going to like get our feet wet there, because that seems like a pretty good program. You know, we've got a lot of things going. The neatest thing is that I've been working for a guy by the name of Ken Smith since, I believe, 2003, where we ran into each other at it might have been Cedar Rapids, and we've been together ever since. And the neatest thing was I just got back from Indianapolis today, and yesterday we had a meeting, and we renewed everything. We're going to go for another year at least, and hopefully way beyond that. And so I'm with Ken for another year, Dion Deneau. Good crew chief, and we're going to have fun this year.
Sean's definitely, I'm glad to hear that, because, you know, I'm a big fan of Sean Murphy. I think he's got it.
Are you going to try and run for the championship in the Challenge Series, Butch?
Absolutely, and I think that, barring bad luck, the other guys are in trouble.
Well, just like I told Colt, or Jacob, I'm not sure which, I have secured championship rings for the Challenge North and South Division.
Really?
Instead of a trophy, it will be a 3,500.
So is it the driver that gets it? So, like, if somebody on the crew, do they get championship ring?
No.
No.
No, just the driver.
Oh, now you took, Terry, you take the guy away from dinner, and then you throw that at him?
You know, there's $3,500 rings. There'll be gold rings with diamonds. And instead of a cheap $150 trophy, they'll be getting $3,500 rings. But, you know, I could work on that for you, Butch.
Okay.
If you can guarantee me you and Sean will be the champion next year, I'll do it for you.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, I tell you, Butch, we started out, at the beginning of this year deciding to focus a lot of our, because we're a small small group of people that do Real Racing USA and Karnak.com, and we've been doing this stuff a long time, but we don't have, you know, tremendous resources and like that. And so we have to sort of pick where we're really going to focus, you know, our attention. And when we decided to do the ASA deal, we thought, you know, because of all the youngsters coming into it was one of the overriding things, you know, because of the excitement. It's kind of exciting to see young guys doing stuff, you know. And we have not been disappointed, I don't think, at all.
No, but, you know, me being what I am, you know, I kind of like the old guys, too.
Well, you know, I'm not no young chickie either here, you know.
I really think you need to jump into a backup car and you win the Challenge Series.
You know what, though? I think that Sean has all the talent that SS Racing needs to win the championship, you know, and if I could be a part of that, I'd be awful proud.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll see if that ring fits you first.
Okay. It's kind of like a guitar at Nashville, you know. I think that if I'm there involved with the team, I ought to get the guitar.
So we're going to see you guys down at Lakeland, right? You're going to come down and run this non-points deal or not?
You know? I think, you know, things aren't all firmed up, but it is high in our conversation right now.
Yeah, because I know he knows how to get around that joint.
Yep, and I love that racetrack.
Yeah, buddy.
And
just so you know, you're looking for a truck team. Bobby Dodder, you know Bobby well.
Yep.
And he is looking for a driver.
He told us that.
So you might get hooked up with Bobby.
Well, you know, Bobby, he's a great guy, and, you know, he can take a dollar and get a dollar's worth out of it, where I think, like, people like, and, you know, I don't want to name, but when Hendrick spends a dollar, he only gets 50 cents back.
Right.
You know, and I think Bobby knows how to get everything out of that dollar it can get.
I understand that. I'm like on the Hendrick side.
You like only getting 50 cents back?
Exactly.
No, I think, I know what you're saying. You know, part of that, Butch, is, you know, people that don't have quite as much to bring to the table in terms of finances and other kinds of resources, you know, to be successful, you got to work and you got to make, you have to make that dollar, make a dollar 50. You have to.
And Bobby knows how to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I've known Bobby for probably 20 years, and I've never seen him do anything but claw and scratch and make things work. And
yeah.
I expect Bobby will make it work again this year.
Yeah, he spent a little bit of time with us, probably half an hour, 45 minutes a few weeks ago on one of our other shows. And maybe it was this show, I forget. But was it this show, Jerry?
This show.
Yeah, and here on the ASA Fastlane. And it was fascinating. I'd never had the opportunity to speak to him, and it was a fascinating interview, no doubt.
So are you going to run any races at all, Butch, this year?
I don't know yet. You know, that's all up in the air. And I think, you know, unfortunately, probably won't be many ASA races if I do. I think that the for sure thing is that we're going to do a little bit of Busch East. And just to get our feet wet, I'm probably going to run the first two races myself.
Well, if you run an ASA race, you have to let us know ahead of time so we can give you the full attention.
Where are the first two Busch races, Busch East races?
I don't know yet.
Oh, I haven't looked at
You know, it might not be just because it's you know, we are definitely not going to run a whole schedule in Busch.
Right, right.
We're going to run, like, possibly four or five races, which, you know, two would be me, which means that maybe we'll go watch a race or two or go observe to, you know, because it's new territory for us. So we've got to, you know, it's all new learning. You know, it's, you know, old-time veteran has to start over again.
Well, I certainly think that you might have a leg up on most everybody there.
We'll see.
Well, I appreciate your time, Butch, and I know you were I need to apologize for interrupting your dinner. But I really appreciate you coming on the show and giving us your insight on the ASA and your opinion. And
you know, I didn't give you my whole opinion. And
let's give it.
You know, I've seen stuff like the CART and the IRL, and they fought. And when all was said and done, nobody was for the better.
Same thing happened.
I don't like fighting.
Right.
I want everybody to get along. I think there's room for everybody.
Right.
And I think that probably there's some really good things that Dennis Ruth is putting together. And there's absolutely, you know, from what I've seen from Ron Varney for the last couple of years, he's putting his heart and soul in this thing. And, you know, I hope the best for everybody.
I concur totally. We were talking to some people the other day. Same thing happened in the dirt late model deal. And as a matter of fact, Jimmy Mars last night referenced that. You know, it's like nobody wins in that deal. And in the end, in the short term, it didn't make a whole lot of difference to the drivers. But in the end, it did hurt the drivers because they're racing for less money overall than they were before the squabble hit. And, you know, I think there's room for both types of series, too, especially when you look at the rules packages, because there's just a ton of people that are not going
to
go play.
You're right down to it anymore. You know, there was a time in my racing career when actually, at the end of the year, I showed a profit. Well, it can't be done anymore. It's impossible for it to happen because the cost of racing is so much. But if, you know, so making a profit isn't important anymore. What's important is to make fans happy. And that's what we need to look at, is we've got to get the fans happy. We've got to get them so that they can't wait to go to another race. And, you know, and if they're sitting at home on Saturday night and they're having dinner and doing whatever, they're going to be wishing they were at the racetrack instead.
There you go.
That's what we've got to look to.
Thank
you. I totally agree.
Thank you, Butch.
Appreciate your time, sir.
Okay.
Look forward to seeing you in 2008. Have a great holiday time with your family. And
and everybody that's listening, I wish them a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Butch.
Thank you, Butch.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, Terry, how you doing, man?
I'm good. It's been a great show, Jack.
Yep. We got to thank, of course, O'Reilly Auto Parts for helping make this show possible in a huge way. And the brake man, Warren.
Yeah, Warren Gilliland.
And
Power Master.
Five Star Batteries. Howell Racing.
Howell Racing.
Port City Race Cars.
Are we still have Evergreen on board?
Evergreen is... hooked up with one of the other shows, but not this particular show. They're over on one of the other shows at the moment. But
it'd be okay to mention them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Evergreen helped us get this thing off the ground, Evergreen Development.
Yeah.
Jay Carberry, who you see him popping up at all kinds of racetracks, and you'll see him many times. He helped towards the end of the year. He was very instrumental in helping some of the ASA Southern Division race car drivers get their act together a little bit.
Well, I anybody like that who gets involved with racing in a big way, I'm a fan of.
Oh, he's one of Jay Carberry is one of the and the guys will tell you he knows shocks.
Okay.
Yeah, that's his he knows suspension and shocks. That's his game, man.
Well, I really think we had a great show. Colt James, Butch Miller, and Jacob Getty.
Now the one thing people might have to get used to is this year we were mellow.
Yep.
This was our first year doing this ASA.
Yep.
O'Reilly ASA Fastlane, and we were mellow. We're not mellow people. We're just being mellow because
they don't know us, do they?
No, we were just being nice so we could get our foot in the door.
They have a lot to look forward to in 2008.
Yeah, we're gonna get things lit up and fired up a little bit in 2008. There's no doubt. We will be covering the ASA Late Model Series from A to Z.
Like a blanket.
Like a blanket. Terry, talk to you soon, man.
All
Let's
right.
get out of here.
See ya.
You've been listening to the O'Reilly ASA Fastlane. We'll see you next time. Same time, same channel.